I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, just recently you had a chance, you were down the Omaha area and then back up to Sioux Falls and Brookings. Geese, where did you start seeing them in any big numbers as you headed south to Sioux Falls?
You know, at least as of Sunday on the way back up, about 10 miles north of Missouri Valley, you really started to see them. They were really thick south of Sioux City and then just north of Sioux City. And the last snow geese I saw were up around the Vermilion Eggs. That even though some of my coworkers have said around Sioux Falls, I've seen some small flocks. And around Yankton, it sounds like there's quite a few geese right now. But as of the weekend, there was a big concentration there, all south of, right at that Vermilion line.
And as far as fishing up in the Brookings area, maybe that west side of Ponset starts to give up some walleyes?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a pretty good bite going on right now on Ponset. I heard 8 to 10 feet of water. Sounds like it's got to get close to dark or a little after dark, and it's most 14 to 15 inch walleyes, but it sounds like it can be pretty fast right at dusk and after dark. People just fishing tip-ups and jigging corks, so it seems like it's pretty good bite there. Around the rest of the region, Whitewood was pretty slow. It sounds like the perch were tough to find. They were picking up a few walleyes. You might get 1, 2, 3 walleyes in a day of fishing, but I did just get a report of a guy who scored both a limit of perch and a limit of walleyes out there just recently. So it sounds like there's still some fishing to be had out there. It's been pretty quiet around the rest of the region. I had a report on Thompson, and guy went up to Spirit and Mud Lakes up there, up in the northwest part of our region, and didn't do any good up there. Really haven't heard much coming off of Madison or the lakes right now, right around Sioux Falls. I gather you can still catch some fish around there. I know that the ice isn't quite as good, the further south you get. You get south of Madison, and it sounded like there was quite a bit of water on the ice yesterday. We had temperatures up in the 50s in Sioux Falls.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now we head up Webster Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and has fishing pressure improved or fishing opportunities around, or is it still pretty tough?
You know, I would say the bite is still pretty tough for most lakes. And as a result, I think people are starting to drop out. We just don't have the pressure we did on some lakes, but then some lakes we still have some people fishing up. But overall, I'd say the bite's been fairly tough. Wabe, you know, it's a perch or two here and there and a few walleyes. Other than that, it's pretty slow. Bitter Lake, you know, we're still seeing some walleyes. Again, that's primarily a night bite. I think a lot of that shifted to the shallower water now. Not as many people fishing the deeper area, but the pressure's, from what we're seeing in our creel, pressure's starting to drop off dramatically on bitter. Catching a few smaller bluegills up on Enemy Swim and, you know, occasional larger one, but most of those are, you know, 6 to 7 inches, so we're not seeing any real big fish right now.
The amazing thing, I know there's a lot of ice. Yesterday, late afternoon into the evening, drove out on Compesca from City Park up towards the Lunkers area, and there's got to be a good 30 inches of good ice, no honeycombing, and the snowpack has went down on it, but you know, for this time of the year, I think last year Lake Compesca was open, and Pelican had already been open a few days, so it's going to be a good month, I bet.
Yeah, I'd say we're looking mid-April before we're, you know, looking at spawning any walleyes. Like you said, that ice is looking pretty good still. People are still driving on it, but I'd start using some caution there. You know, the shoreline areas will probably start deteriorating pretty quickly if we keep getting some warm weather.
There are some white fronts and a small flock of snow geese here and there, but I imagine not any movement up into the Dade County area with snowpack.
No, I have not seen any snow geese yet. You know, there's a few Canada geese around, but numbers of snow geese just haven't showed up. And, you know, as we lose the snow, I wouldn't be surprised we start seeing a few, you know, towards the end of next week, potentially.
Anything up at Olpitz or any other lakes?
No, I'm not hearing much of a bite on anything into the north. I guess South Buffalo, we have seen a few bluegills in our creel, as well as still a few northern pike. But other than that, it's been a pretty tough bite up there.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we travel to Hamlin County over to Esteline, South Dakota, and we're talking to Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer. And as far as fishing, right there west of Esteline, Lake Ponset, pretty hit or miss yet?
Yeah, still very hit or miss throughout the week. I did get a few reports of some fish, mainly walleyes, smaller walleyes being caught in the evening, feeding pretty good. But it seemed like a couple days after that, closer to the weekend, the bite really shut off. The guys are really struggling to find any kind of perch or crappie out there. If you guys want to go out there and catch fish, the best opportunity is definitely that the evening walleye bite. So,
and how about Elbert or Norden or anything west?
Norden, I haven't seen a soul out there since guys are trying to get out there and do some spearing. On Lake Albert, there has been a handful of shacks out there, yet not enough to really cause any concern for if there's a bite there or not. So.
Okay. Western end of the county or Clear Lake by Thomas?
Clear Lake's probably the only other lake within the county that I've seen any access. I've seen two or three shacks out there at the time. You know, typically they're locals just trying to out enjoy the nice weather we're having.
No snow geese?
No snow geese yet. Plenty of Canada geese and some other waterfowl floating around. I did get some reports that there's an open spot kind of near that Lake Henry area where there has been some snow geese mixed in with a ton of Canada geese. So I would guess it's at least a couple weeks out, and we'll start seeing plenty of that line up this way.
Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, and we're talking to Kyle Ensner. And Kyle, some of the lakes around Watertown still tough for many or anybody catching any fish?
That's still pretty tough. Compesca there has been hit or miss. They've been still picking up a few walleye, a few panfish out there, but it has slowed down here the last few weeks. Same as Pelican, they're still picking up a few bigger walleye. It's just that that's another one that's slowed down here within the last week or two, so...
Well,
Dry Lake up north up there, they're still not. That one really slowed down over the last few weeks. So,
Goose Lake or Long Lake?
Goose Lake, it sounds like guys are getting a few in the mornings and in the evenings. Not a large amount of them, but a few here and there. So doing a little better out on Goose.
Has there been any pressure on Indian Springs?
Indian Springs ain't seeing too many people yet. They're starting to catch fish here and there out there. Same as Dry Lakes out there. They seem to be more of an evening into the early morning or evening bite that they're getting them out there, but it has picked up a little bit over on those two.
I talked to a guy who went to Dry Lake 2 down by Willow Lake, and he caught one 14-inch perch, but that's all he got that whole afternoon to early evening fishing.
Yeah, it's still hit or miss, but it has picked up some with guys that I've been seeing out there. They are finding a few more fish out there.
That Dry Lake number one at Clark, Indian Springs, Dry Lake by Willow Lake, those water levels are a couple foot or so below full, aren't they?
Yeah. Especially the Dry Lake one north of town there, that one's pretty low, so it'll be interesting to see what we find here this spring. I know guys were catching fish there earlier in the year, but there wasn't much water under the ice out there.
Well,
the other ones should be fine for water levels as of now yet, though.
I see some honkers, mallards in the area. Have you heard or seen any snow geese yourself?
We had a few snow geese, a couple small flocks that showed up here a week and a half, 2 weeks ago before we got those snowstorms. And then once we got that snow, they pushed back out, and here lately, we haven't seen nothing. It does sound like the southern part of the state has some starting to move in, but nothing up this way yet.
Kyle Lenzner, Game Fish and Parks in Watertown, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Additional outdoor information shows a Webster Open House meeting. This will be on March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30. The Game Fish and Parks will talk to landowners and other sportsmen about not limited, but wintertime deer depredation, goose depredation in the summer, and coyote predation on livestock. That's at the Ike's Building in Webster, March 21st, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Well, this Tuesday of this week, there were 732,000 snow geese at Los Bluff National Wildlife Refuge. That's in the northwest corner of Missouri. Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge up in Brown County will have Eagle Day Sunday, March 25th from 1 to 4. Whole lot of activities going on. For more information, you can contact Sand Lake at fws.gov. or you can call 885-6320. And the Isaac Walton League will sponsor a Mike Williams lecture series, Stormwater Management Matters. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 7 o'clock at the Terry Redlin Environmental Center. That's at the Bramble Park Zoo off Highway 20 in Watertown. For more information, you can call Doug Elvine, 881-7496. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to Milbank, South Dakota. Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peckelder and, between a few lakes in Dual County and Big Stone Lake, how are the fishermen faring?
You know, Big Stone's seeing a few more people out there now. After we had that snow, it was pretty tough to get around. That snow has really settled down a lot. Still some slush issues here and there. But still some people trying it. The bite is a little bit slow. Might pick up a few perch, the occasional bluegill here and there, but it is a little tough. Otherwise, the other areas getting down into Dual County. Looked at Lake Alice here this last weekend, and super clear water conditions there. So they are catching some walleyes, but it's mostly after dark.
Yeah. Bullhead, you probably can't get to, or Ron.
Well, you know those ones that are around there, they were kind of plugged up.
Yeah.
This last weekend, but after we've had the warm up this week, I think you could probably get into some of them. Round has been really tough to get on all season.
Yeah.
But bullhead, up until this last snowfall, you could get around out there pretty good yet.
How about Clear Lake by Clear Lake?
Just haven't heard much about Clear Lake over there by the town of Clear Lake at all. A few of the locals will hit it, but just not seeing a lot of activity.
Probably no word out of Fish Lake way down south of there?
You know, it seemed like Fish Lake saw some activity early on. It's just been really quiet. I'm thinking maybe some of this later ice might see a few more people trying for some of those walleye that are in there.
Well, Jamie Peckelder out of that Dual and Grant County area, thank you. Now on the phone, Don Arstead from Ducks Unlimited in the big gun bash on Monday the 19th. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this one's kind of the not your father's Ducks Unlimited event kind of thing. It's something totally different. We've been doing it for the last few years, and it's a 100% gun event to raise money for Ducks Unlimited. Tickets are $100 each to get in the door, which includes obviously your meal and also beverages of your choice, the grain-based ones while they last. And then also, one out of every 10 people that attends the event will win a gun. So it's great odds for getting a nice weapon to take home with you and have a lot of fun.
Tickets available, Don, where and how, and do you have a limit on people?
We don't have a limit, but the tickets must be purchased in advance. That way we can have the guns prepped and ready and that sort of thing for the event. So there won't be any tickets sold at the door. Probably the easiest thing you can do is go to the D website, ducks.org, select in your state, click on South Dakota, go to local events, and you'll find the event there, and you can purchase the ticket online. Or if you want to do it the conventional way, you can give a call to 880-6099.
880-6099.
That is correct.
And again, it's doors open Monday. Where?
It's me at 2nd Street Station, open up at 6 o'clock. And I also kind of want to remind everybody that the DU is more than just, you know, making a slough for a duck. It's we've gotten so many different aspects of it now. And upland habitat is huge because we need that for nesting cover for not only ducks but for literally hundreds of other species. But also working really closely with the landowners as of late, anything from rotational grazing programs that are productive not only for ducks but also for livestock. Getting into the cereal grains, the winter cereal grains, winter rye and winter wheat, which provides great nesting cover in the spring. And the latest thing has been soil health and working with cover crops. And so there's been a lot of projects going out with landowners and not only improve how they can produce food for all of us, but also produce waterfowl.
Every year, Ducks Unlimited gets even more important and more of a good reason for people and sportsmen to join. Don Arstead?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now we travel out to Chamberlain and talking to Gary Allen. I hope a sunshine day like it is back here, but out on the river fishing. How's walleye fishing so far today, Gary?
Well, we're on the lake fishing in the Crow Creek area, and we're having an awesome day out here today. We got fishing with some guys from over by Worthington, Minnesota, and they've caught their limit of walleyes. We're working to try to catch a few for myself. So we've had a good day, and the size of the walleyes are done anywhere from about, right now, probably would say from 16.5, 17 to about 18, 19 inches. They're really nice fish what we're catching. Not real big numbers, but we're catching some really nice walleyes out here today.
Is all the ice free from the shoreline and up by the dam there in the northwest, northeast corner?
As we speak, I just got one on. Here, why don't you grab this one, Mike? I just got one on. I just hooked him on my pole, so we're just going to land him. But, yeah, the ice is pretty much off the lake. It's a nice walleye. This is another one we're bringing in. It's about a, I suppose, probably 17-inch walleye. So
perfect.
Just landed another one on a yellow jig and with a minnow.
Are you dealing with much current this time of the day and this time of year?
Yeah, we got a lot of current out here today.
Are they afraid of the water levels? Are they starting to release more?
Well, they've been releasing a lot of water today. There's a lot of current out here today, and there's a lot of current. We just came over the ledge and we caught that fish. It dropped him from about went from 24 foot up onto about 12. That's where we hooked the walleye.
Now, are you working the electric against the current or just drifting?
That's kind of good. Yeah, we're drifting with the current. To run a lot of water today, so we're just making a drift down the river, and we're not running electric at all, just making a drift, staying on the ledge.
Before you go, Gary, any snow geese in the Chamberlain area?
Yeah, there's a lot of snow geese here now. So birds are in here in full migration right now, so there's a lot of snow geese. It's been a great day out here today. Got some limited walleyes. Seen a lot of geese. Beautiful day, hardly any wind, and you can't get any better than this.
Gary Allen, out at the Hillside Resort there at Chamberlain. Thank you, old buddy.
Yep, have a good one.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.